This podcast contains adult language.
Now, this should start a way around.
This should start a way around.
Gee, this is impressive what you're doing here.
John?
You are single handedly.
He destroyed the list.
But what's make this even more interesting is you got these last two picks and you shitted on track.
I ain't mad at zero.
Come on. John, come on.
I think this one here.
One more thing.
Don't say nothing stupid.
You can say. You can say you ain't mad at zero, but at least I know who Lil Jon is.
That's because he.
They're going to show you who Lil Jon is. That's why he can be on now.
Some people. Dog, before T.I. got big, wasn't he underrated? The first I'm Serious was so underrated. People didn't jump on until 3 years later.
Man, Zero's in some way.
I'm going to start round 8.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know about your peaks.
I'm going to say Soulja Slim years later, a few months out. You know, nigga, like me, live by the old vibe. You know, I'm doing it better than the last time. Really? But the last time was better, you know? Each time I step up, I'm on the mountain.
Crazy won't kill me, and silk won't fight, but I've been doing that type of shit all my life. No, I don't know karate, Herman Le Silk is raw. You located in Victoria's Secret for the brawl. You don't want none of me, keep it in the studio.
Either you love me or you love me not, I'ma be me. I'm known for making promises that I can't keep it. Baby, the streets made me, and I run 24/7, 365 daily.
I gotta go with Slim. I still bought that to this day.
Say so to Slim. He just said Lil Jon. Lil Jon. I'm just confused about that album right there. He just said.
Years later, a few months out.
What's the name of the album that you were saying with Lil Jon?
Kings of Crunk. It's only one album you can say.
I didn't even know that.
All right, here we go. It's my go.
Years. Let me say my favorite song on that. I got a couple of. I like Fuck You Nigga. I like Hustler. I like You Boon Up. Actually, my favorite song on there is You Boon Up with Juvenile. That's my favorite song. Soulja Slim, years later, a few months after, posthumous CD. Actually, Love Me, Love Me Not, his radio. That was his first good radio song, real radio song. So I'm going to roll with Slim. Calhoun, you number two.
Hey, I'm going to go with another guy who is interesting. He stayed this far. He should not have. Ludacris, Bad for the First Time.
You do it, whole activity, with whole tendency. Homes are your friends, homes are your enemy, with whole energy to do what.
And you gonna question me?
This popcorn rapping
I'm
ass
sorry.
Nigga.
I'm sorry.
That nigga sucks.
I'm sorry.
But you better get. I ain't gonna even sit here and tell you no lie. You know I listen a lot of you. I never ever bought an album.
Oh, everybody doing.
Anyway, go ahead. Why do you like the CD?
Garbage. Some of the hardest beats on any of these CDs. Just on that bat for the first time.
That's why you like it for the beats.
The way he coming, he was aggressive with his rhymes. He was, man, his wordplay was nice.
I'm crack number one of zero. Again, you're going by sales.
I'm saying I like. I'm naming the album. He should not have failed this far.
That nigga said, you guys.
All right, so go ahead, Mr. M.O.
Oh, y'all want to shock the world?
No.
I mean, not about that. It's about people.
Shocking.
No, I'm going to say I really think was a good, not really a good album. But if it's like based on what D said.
So who you gonna take?
You know what? I got one for real. Shout it low. Shout it low. Whatever.
Why Why y'all keep making this bullshit?
He had a mixtape, man.
What it was?
You can't name the album.
You can't write that down. You can't write that down. They don't have an album.
Sean Lowe came out with the album. I forgot the name.
It was his whole mixtape.
That was a mixtape. That wasn't no album.
He made the album with the mixtape.
No,
so you going with that for real?
You know the album, man.
And you gonna say so?
Mike doing that shit because y'all niggas did that, man.
All right, y'all gonna have to stop this shit.
You said a good one. What you just said?
I'm not going through this. I'm gonna go with that personal for real. Another T.I. album, Paper Trail.
What it do, man? Still the man from Japan to the blue flame. Right. Still hit the door and make it rain with a loose chain. I bet that what he give a show. Now that's a damn shame. I get that what he had.
Three Six Mafia was the best. It was one of the best albums out.
I was about to name the shit. I ain't lying.
So why you like T.I. Paper Trail?
He was addressing. He been talking trash. He had a good. So he had that
Paper Trail.
He had that. Live Your Life with Rihanna. That song played the whole summer. He had that song with Diz and Shawty Low. He really had it. That's a good
two
album.
Songs.
What? Hey, I just don't know the album song.
What the
song.
You don't know?
Nah, that's
I don't
shit,
know
man.
A lot of album songs.
All right, so let's go ahead, Jay Ferrari. You got the last pick in round 8.
I'm going to say Max L. Shock. It shouldn't even came this far.
Who
this is?
Me.
Oh, baby.
Hey, how was just wondering if you were coming over tonight.
I got studio time all night.
Like
light
the
Mac, I
miss you. All
right, I'm on my way.
The first time I hit the cat, I ain't know how to act. It was calling me back. Mama told me you was no good, but you fucking so good. I'm rushing home from studio session to meet you at. With the niggas, mama told me leave alone, come home. Stealing bikes, even though I knew my rights from wrong. I used to envy you cause you was intelligent. And I hate you was a strange way of telling it, but that was irrelevant. You was in the good schools, I went to the gutter with the thugs. When the niggas shot dice and all the teachers did drugs. You my nigga, till I'm dead and gone. And I love you like you was a part of me, and that's why I'm singing this song. That's my nigga, my love, my one love, the one who wouldn't change. Shit is way so serious. Don't only question you, Lord, but I'm so curious. I sleep amongst killers, I don't know who to trust.
It shouldn't have dropped this far.
We talked about that in the
Max L. Shock. Most underrated, if you call it underrated, but everybody was on that song album. And it showed how lyrical he was.
Alright, so that ends round 8, Jay Ferrari. We on the last two rounds. So you start off round 9.
I'm going to say 3-6 Mafia when the smoke clears.
Asshole.
Real work in the wheel. A pimp, not a pimp. Keep the difference in the good year of pimp. We eat so many shrimp. I die partner. Make me sick with all that pitching and bargaining. You say that you were off, I ain't believing it. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari key. Take that monkey shit off, you embarrassing us. I got the red from Mr. C, the orange and yellow tux. Type the cold dog on the hands, 3 pound. The 84 pound on the blade, 20 inch pound. If you got 16, you can get a visor. I'm choking on that nose and sweet and sipping on that visor. Some boys scared, some lonely, some boys they want it, some boys they just think you put it, but I be messed up for bonus.
Ship a dog out, put the first one 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 out, put the first one
What was on though?
Everything. Ever see your tongue ring sipping on sir? Barney Beach.
That's the club, what I'm sipping on sir on.
No, I'll tell the club on.
I mean, I'll
tell the club on sir. But that had all that Barney bitches. They had the song with Insane Clown Posse. That's I was really going to name that. I listened to that almost every other day.
How you like Buddha music?
Nah, I was listening to it back then.
That shit
was right all the way through. CD that I was talking about, that I'm going to just keep pushing because I know y'all ain't named it.
So go ahead and say what you want to say.
That's the CD I was talking about. I'm like, I'm going to say it for the next rock. I know y'all ain't going to name it. He stumbled across this asshole took it.
I had it right here.
I got a CD that I forgot about, but this one is them.
It's right. M.O.B.
Nah, you.
Fiend.
Ooh.
That was a good one. Which one?
Which one that is with all them good songs on there?
There's one in every family.
There's one there. That's one with it. All I know, I don't want to be here, but I don't want to go.
That beat knocking song. What that one is? That sound like that band.
They also got that Who's Got That Fire.
Yeah, that's that. Calhoun, who you got?
Man, he took me something. Right here over me. I got it anyway. Come on.
Go ahead.
CeeLo. The CD, yeah, his first one.
The big old words.
Of material and rivers of rhythm, an entire ocean of emotion that's enlightening to swim in. Also a forest of feeling, beaten paths of peace. Trapped inside my silhouette, I have to speak to release. Demanding more from the pen than a whore from the pen. The line between playing to win and sin is thin. But I walk it with grace and I talk it with taste. I am that raw, simply put, and I rest my case. It's elementary, yet far more than resources to pay the rent for me. Everything that I've done is divine.
Ask God.
Yeah, he mine. So you see, you don't need a
motherfucker.
I don't
mean
that is the last.
Good God, Almighty. CeeLo. That's one of the best CD period in rap.
What the fuck side you was playing that? Yeah. Who was playing it?
Man.
You're right. That's
his wordplay, his music, his beats, the soul of the music.
Come on, man.
That ain't that.
I'm just saying. Who was playing it?
Nah, what? Y'all didn't hear the CD?
No.
So that's Ride why you out. Don't know.
I thought my favorite song on there was Ride Out. And I think
Basshead Jams.
No, it was and Ride Out. Like, Mr. Carlo put a box in your ass.
Yeah, I like the other one. He was like, don't ever say the nigga from the South.
The big old words.
Man, he went the fuck off.
Mr. Dawson had a pretty box fit on you, man. Yeah.
That one.
I heard the CD.
Man. I know you did. You riding with me with it.
I'm a listen. I'm an
I heard they would ride with you.
That one.
Got me.
I'm an end round nine. I can't believe this CD didn't even get talked about. Shame on us for not saying. Ghetto Boys, we can't be stopped.
Holy crap.
Ride my dick like a horse, fucking. Now I'm meeting that enlightenment in my life. I'm missing that excitement. Thinking about how these two girls could excite me. Then it hits me. Both of them like me. Yeah, that's the lick. Listen and learn while I kick the more serious shit.
You know, in 1989, we knocked on.
1990, we beat them. Now it's 1991. We're gonna kick this motherfucker in.
Let's talk about a stand. The album just about too hot to handle. Fucked up the minds of you and yours. The last album from the ghetto boys.
Can you believe those hypocrites would distribute guns and roses without our shit? And they say we're racist at.
Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Man, fuck them hoes. We got new partners and got shit done regardless. Cause our fans are ever ready down to die hard.
Headlight, I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, pieces of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing, I ain't with.
I gotta agree.
We deserve to get our ass whooped out.
Hey, man, that need to be pushed up. We need to do a trade.
Oh, God, we need to get our ass
whooped. Yeah, that's awful.
I might need to slot the swap zero on this one now.
That's awful.
Yeah, I thought about to get on board.
I mean, not even to say them as a collective kind of is shame on us. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we ought to be shame ourselves now.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, I really, 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 really feel bad about this. So this our last round. Let's go on and try to, you know, clean it up, make some home run picks. We're gonna give a couple honorable mentions, but this is our last round. So starting off round 10, I'm gonna start off round 10 with Scarface and the Fix.
Pushing on the corner, 26 cooker, 50 slippers if you want them, full of formaldehyde, my clothes reeking marijuana, cops rolling up on us, my neighborhood's like a sauna, pistol ripping, the jury won't nobody run up on us, but if they do, fuck them, we murderers, nigga, drove them, I ain't playing no games, I'm on a mission for the change, motherfuck me in the lane, I'm 10 toes in the game, see, I can't slip, this whole world won't be sleep, see, I hustle like a...
Niggas playing basic ball. I'm on the block like I'm 8 feet tall. Homie, I'm in the drop with the AC on. That's why the streets embrace me, dog. I'm so cool.
Guess who's the Zach? Back on the block with them hoes. Face mark, knack, mittens, and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with them hoes.
Cause the street shit is all right. Nah, both of them. These are CDs I listen to every week.
You say Mr. Scarface. Disrespectful.
Calhoun.
You can't even talk about that.
I was going to take your guy.
I'll
do for honorable mention of Wichita. I'll do the honorable mention.
Damn! The Wichita. I forgot about the spot.
I hate that honorable mention.
Actually, now let me scratch out Scarface.
Man, motherfucker, this honorable mention, now you should have told better. You your Sky report ain't nothing.
That's good, but listen.
Oh, but man, right. Me, I got to go good tomorrow, still standing. The second good tomorrow was a motherfucker.
Dirty, filthy, nasty, dirty south. Some of these niggas still act like we saw. And I swore I would never write no rhyme like this. But now you're starting to piss me off. Oh, yes, y'all. Chocolate, he got that silk and sucker draw. And truth in my mouth got gold on the bone. I'm real slow. And we don't want no bad blood, but it is on. It is on. Because I think you got a better mind brain. Really think he got more game than me. Don't make me sick. Thank you. I was a pearl, white apple, legendary. I got that thing with me because it's necessary. Shit, I was just lying. Wasn't even thinking about collide. But I kept seeing the same headlights when the star signs were red light. I done prepared myself to die if it's my time to go. He said, you know what it is. You done seen it before. Sad. Of course, I'm going to be mad. But hell, you can have it, goddamn.
Again, CeeLo was on a spaceship, and them guys was in the beat up Buick. He surpassed them cats. I mean, that CD, the one he talked about when they got robbed. But shit, we could have died tonight, and I would have been the right. But I ain't gonna quit. Just drop me off in a minute, man. I ain't gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, when I woke up this morning with the same frustration situation like these, man, he went off on that CD. Beautiful. The one you talk about, brown skin, black skin. You're my sister, love, my friend.
Yeah.
That CD. Now, you want to talk about encompassing everything. That encompasses. If you don't like what I say, fly away. Like, come on, we from the field.
I actually think that CD was more mature than Soul Food.
Oh, of course it was. Of course. That, just like I said with ATL and Equimini. It's the same with Still Standing in Soul Food. You know, but I got to tell you, I just took Soul Food first. But Still Standing is one of the greatest CDs ever come out of the rap. Out of the South. Out of rap, period.
Mr. M.O.B.
Oh, I got to say, Mystical first album. I can't think of the name of it.
So the one I had, Here I Go.
Yeah, yeah, I go on now.
You like that over? You like that over Fab?
Get on Fab.
Yeah.
I forgot the name. I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't Mind of Mystical.
The Mind of Mystical,
because
that was it.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
how
we roll.
Damn, hell yeah.
Over.
He had that song about the week. He had that first song about his sister. Yeah, that was fine.
You
got
a song about his sister.
So we in and out. In last pick of the draft.
Get that motherfucker.
See murder. That was life or death.
Fix your lip out and told you we hold your hostage in your own apartment complex. Nigga, I can see that you got flick. Sit down and take a contract. This ain't nothing to sneeze at. The fear in your eyes, I see that. Bitch, where the keys and the G's at? Boy, we about to pull a kick out.
Laid out on the floor, the cheese and the butter. Everybody got a go. I'm finna pull a kick out. Laid out on the floor, the cheese and the butter. Everybody gotta go.
Lay down, motherfucker. Everybody gotta go. Give me the loot is what I tell them when I kick in the door. Nigga, I'm mad at the
my gateway to hell seems like it's constantly open. The reaper is calling, so I'm constantly smoking. See, Murray ain't gonna die in vain. My ghetto ties got me living.
Good God Almighty, I didn't want to say it. That See, Murray, life or death is motherfucker.
You know the deal.
We thugs for real.
Kick those. Best song ever. Kick those on there. Kick those.
So,
still playing in the club.
Got the other one, the one so they wrap it up. That, I live across the street from a killer on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Murder. The nigga, I never even heard of him.
Free day, because he did fit time about nine. The cold blooded.
And the greatest rapper ever was on that side.
On the corner from. Let's do honorable mentions.
Hold on. Before we do honorable mentions, let's go on and say just real quick thoughts on the list in general. Everybody, we did a draft.
Out of that, hold on.
We did a draft. Everybody said some of the songs.
That's too much on this podcast song.
I started off and say, I'm just amazed at
the bullshit you put on that. I'm amazed at
the depth of the South and just the overall breadth for people who say the South don't have bars and the South don't have content. I mean, you got to think, we didn't even get to Rick Ross, God Forgives I Don't, Teflon Done. It's amazing what we didn't get to. We're praising what we did get to.
The South run deep in hip-hop because we were coming up the rail as far as getting any good. And now we running it, but it's good that we did it South, and like you said, it's amazing about how many great classic CDs and groups that the South got. I love the South. I love T.I., I love Outkast, I love 8-Ball MJG, but it's glad that we left the South. Like I said, we don't get all props in the hip-hop world like we do now. We used to be, but if we were saying everybody... We would be in front of the West Coast. The East Coast would still have us fucked up. But we can hold our own. Then we can go blow for blow. It'll be a good with New York up top niggas. We can go a good slugfest fight. But at the end, I think they'll win by the seeds.
I disagree. I agree with your point. The West Coast only got Snoop, really. Snoop, too short. What you feel about E-40 and Pop? But Pop, again, we talked about
both ways.
Pop go both ways. Because he was an East Coast cat rapper for you. On the West Coast. I want to say with the New Yorks. The New Yorks had rough. So they had a team of a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But after you get through your Jay-Z's, your Wu-Tang's, your Nas, even your Big, he didn't have that much. Well, definitely Tribe Called Quest.
Still got Benny Siegel.
DMX. DMX, that's the most underrated.
Like you see, you got Tribe Called Quest. Hold on, but let's stick at where we at. About the list. These are all, with the exception of a couple, provided by Digital Darren, of course. You should have.
You said Ludacris. You should not open your mouth if you put Ludacris on this list. But again, okay, that's a
thing about mind. Ludacris. This is a real.
That nigga got into your ass when that nigga say my fish tank. That verse right there. Look,
let me tell you something. We didn't name Ludacris Chicken and Big.
Yeah, we should have.
Yes, we should. Ludacris is a legit rapper, lyricist in this day and age. This is
in your car. That shit gets no play
in your car.
But go ahead and finish your point. He's a multi player now, so he can play more than my car.
So we can get out. Go on and finish your point. This
list just show the depth.
Break it up.
And like you just said, it ain't even naming everybody. It still didn't name everyone, but it just shows the depth of hip hop in the South.
I don't think we left out nobody.
But see, I didn't. It's even some more cats who I listen to. I didn't name no Project Pat. I like both of them, Get It Green and Mr. Don't Play.
But that,
I like that Hypnotize Count Posse CD. It went in to me. I like Ludacris Chicken and Duck.
And this is the point.
BG got about two or three more that you can name.
This is the point we're going. We didn't name
Big Time as I Got That Work.
Hold on, that was the name. You can't name each and every album, but everybody got a mention.
And so that's what I'm saying. This is getting to the point to like, we only had 40 selections. We did 10 rounds, 40 selections. This is going to be just a real speed where I'm like, damn, I wish I would have been able to add these people to it. So I'm going to start off.
We named everybody.
I mean, we named everybody, but this is just some people you like, damn, I wish we'd have some more spaces so we could have added this. I'm going to name a couple. I'm going to start off with EJ the Witch, Dr. Swat's Hidden Ritual. It's an amazing CD.
Never listened to that shit.
You listen to the Witch Doctor. You just told me.
With you, and I never listened to
Swat's Hidden Ritual. I think that was the third or fourth. That was one of the best CDs to come out of the Dungeon Family, named Outkast.
Huh?
Or Good Enough.
One of the best to come out of the Dungeon Family?
Yeah, and so.
Are y'all smoking?
This is supposed to be real quick. So, EJ the Witch Doctor, Swat's Hidden Ritual for me. I'm going to say Rick Ross, God Forgives I Don't.
I
thought that was so amazing because he took New York beats and killed New York beats from a down south cat.
Assholes by Nature. It is what it is. That's on my list. As well as Devin the Dude CD, the one with Boo Boo. That's got to be on my list as well.
Then my last one will be Dungeon Family Evil in Darkness. They compilation.
Yeah, I was going to do that one. That was a good. That actually was a good
that
album.
That was a damn good album. That came, and I give my story with that. That came out the same day I'm Serious came out. I bought both of them. And this speaks to the greatness of T.I. I wound up listening to Dungeon Family three or four times. I popped in T.I. like, damn, who is shouting? Because all you heard was he was from Bankhead. I wound up spending most of the night listening to T.I. You know what I'm saying? Because that's Digital Darren. Those
that
are my
DF Express was going.
Yeah. Those are my, damn, I wish I had enough room to add those to. Those are my free agents for this draft or whatever. Well, I'm signing this free agent class. Mr. M.O.B.
Mine have to be like, based off the song that I done heard from him, when he was hot, he was hot. I like the Young Ralph. And I'm so serious. Oh, this Mr. M.O.B.
I'm saying say their name before you say
it. Yeah, I like Young Ralph.
Did Young Ralph have an album come out, though? Or was it his mixtape?
It was just his mixtape. He never brought the album out, but them songs that were getting played around the
like
city.
Money, though.
I liked them songs. I liked the Ralph.
I like Childish Gambino because of the internet. That could have went out. He go all the way in. You know how Childish Gambino go in. Master P, Ice Cream Man's classic.
How did we not get that in there?
It was it. No, but we're just saying the albums are dead. Ice Cream Man could have been enough. Like I said earlier, Project Pat, Getty Green, and Mr. Don't Play. Hypnotize Camp Posse could have been enough. Those are big timers I got that work. I think that could have went enough.
You said albums of people.
Albums. Those albums, those are albums I ride to even now to this day. And they still, and they go all the way in. And I, you want to talk about going in. All those, they can ride. Oh, and also that Silk the Shocker charges to the game.
You need to be disqualified. You can't have mentions, man.
If you ever say Silk the Shocker, you need to be
that charge to the game was motherfucker.
Man, well, it ain't my worst drama ever in life.
No, I liked that one.
Jay Farrar.
Honorable mention. I say Zero is my honorable
Crank.
Mention.
Oh, yeah. I'll put that CD in there for you.
Kevin
Cocaine. Kevin. Heroin. Put all of them in the drugs.
Kevin Gates got a CD?
Kevin Gates. He,
that little Levitty Leachy, whatever it's called.
It's a CD?
It's a CD. Luka Brasky.
Yeah, that one. Luka Brasky.
Oh, but you laugh at Trans Lee.
You're an idiot.
You laugh at
Trans Lee is garbage.
Young Dro.
And Young Dro. I never liked
that. First off, that first Young Dro that my girl got a girlfriend at Jackie Chan.
Niggas be trying to explain
that shit.
Young Dro trash.
Everybody got their own opinion.
The fuck you think, T? I ain't never really like put no money behind this man. Joe can't go nationwide. That's some local Joker shit.
What's your honorable mentions for our
Boots?
Which one?
People don't
Super
like
Bad.
It. Super Bad. Boots is a nice ass artist. He can spit.
Yeah, right, man.
He just don't like his voice. That's his voice. I can't help it because how his voice is.
This man talking about us being critical. This man's name is real shit.
Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Let us know what you think. If you got any CDs and artists we missed, let us know. Email us at digitaldaron@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram, Digital Darren Podcast. The website, www.digitaldarren.com. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.